Hey y'all, welcome to this Joyful Life podcast. My name is Rachel Witt. It is episode 38, and on today's episode, I'm going to share with you all six ways that you can take steps forward to avoiding burnout at Christmas. I'm so glad you guys are here. Let's get started. Hey y'all, welcome back to the podcast. I hope that you are so excited, so fired up, so pumped for Christmas. I hope that everything is going your way, your schedule is beautifully orchestrated, and that life just couldn't get better for you. That would make me so happy. But just in case you are someone who is feeling the pressure in the holidays and you feel burnout coming, I have six tips for you, things that I know they have made an impact in my life, not to perfection, because I think burnout is still real. You can have a day where you're feeling the burnout and the next day just feel totally normal because it's the holidays and it just feels full. This podcast is called This Joyful Life, not F-U-L, but F-U-L-L, because I know that we can have joy because of Jesus in a full plate of life, but I'm here to tell you, there is something so unique about the Christmas season. Personally, I look forward to Christmas every year. I can't wait. I love the traditions. I love the special memories that I make with my kids. I love the things that we get to do at church and school and all the things. I just think Christmas is the best, but I know that burnout in the holidays is a very real thing. Sometimes it's because of relationships, maybe people that you don't see all year long that you're going to see at Christmas, and so you might feel some stress over that. Maybe this time of year is stressful financially or with your schedule and just time-wise, you're feeling it. So if you are just having like this joy to the world kind of Christmas season so far, it's December 13th. We got 12 more days and I'm so excited for you. But if you're like me and you feel it getting full this holiday season, then I've got some tips for you. It's things that I am personally doing. So number one, find something that you can delegate. If it doesn't take your personality, if it doesn't just make you so excited, you want to do a backflip because you love doing this thing and you feel like burnout is getting close, then it is something you can delegate. For the last few Christmases, our front porch and decorating that, it's been something that I have delegated to my older children. I love having a decorated front porch for Christmas. I think it's just wonderful. But for the last few years, they've done it. Now, full disclosure, Josh and Carson surprised me the other day and they did it. But this is a task that usually I would be like, okay, I'm just going to do it so it can happen on my timeline. Really, that's like the biggest reason why I would take that over is because I want it done like yesterday. But if I feel burnout coming, delegating things that don't take my personality and are not like my favorite thing in the world to do, then it's a good thing to delegate. Other people are capable. They can love you through doing that task. So delegating something can totally free up some free time in your schedule and in your mind and in your heart. So it's a very good thing to do. Find something you can delegate to someone else and then release it. So don't babysit that thing. Don't hang around it just to make sure it's done your way. You've got to delegate it and then be grateful for how it's done, even if it is not how you would have done it. My front porch looks great. Josh and Judah just did the back porch and surprised me, which was wonderful. And you know what? I'm just thankful that they did it. So if it doesn't take your personality and it's not your favorite thing to do, let someone else love you and do it for you. Number two, do a brain dump. So because I'm nursing my new baby, I've got these pockets of time when I can brain dump, and the closest thing to me is my phone. So I'll brain dump in my phone, and a brain dump is just a moment of time. Maybe you want to set a 5-minute timer on your phone and just dump everything you can think of that's on your mind into that one spot. So pen and paper, perfect. Cell phone in the notes app, also perfect. And then what I do is I'm just gonna take those things one little bite at a time. I brain dump it so I know it's in a place where I won't forget it. Just with a full plate of life, it's so easy to forget things. So if I brain dump it, then I can say, okay, I'm gonna hack away at it. And I am not doing it all today. I may not do it all this week, but I'm gonna do a little bit by little bit and accomplish things. I've seen before, if you can do 1% of the things that you have to do and you do that, then you are successful. So if you hack away at your brain dump list, then things are getting accomplished and you can feel good about it. All right, number three, if you're thinking about it, make a plan for it. If there is something that is on your mind and you're like, how am I gonna get this done? This feels like such a big task. Turn your phone off and just take some time to make a plan for how it can happen. I think sometimes we think about things so much that we're not actually taking the action steps that's necessary to have to actually accomplish that thing and get it off our mind. So if you're awake in the middle of the night and you're thinking about something that you need to do, make a plan for it. We have had so much laundry to do. You guys, I cannot even tell you, I got behind. It is not because we have 4 loads a day to do. We are a large family, there are 8 of us, but I don't have but maybe 1 or 2 loads every single day to do. So I got behind and I was like, okay, I need to make a plan for it. What is something I can do that is simple and achievable? Like I can totally do it. And so my little plan is when I wake up in the morning, I throw a load in. And before I leave to go somewhere, I throw a load in. Personally, I don't keep laundry in overnight because of mold and mildew and whatever. So I don't do that. But like before I go to bed, I'll make sure that last load goes in the dryer and then I don't mess with it till the next morning. And I fluff it up and heat it up again and I'll fold it eventually. Like the load in there right now, just so I can be honest. And by the way, if you guys are on YouTube, you can see all this laundry that's folded. There's a laundry basket that needs to be folded. That laundry basket is what I dried last night. So, you know, no pressure to be like a stickler and get things done at a certain time. If you are doing the best you can, that is your best. And I'm gonna give you a big hug because you deserve it. But I'm doing these little things like throwing a load in when I wake up and throwing a load in before I leave to go anywhere. Just because it's a habit. It's like, okay, I can take 2 seconds and do that. And I think of literally, I bet you we've had at least 12 loads that I have done this week. I think I probably conservatively have 5 more left to do. I got very behind on laundry. So if you're thinking about it, make a plan for it. That is number 3. Don't let it hang over your head and worry you or make you feel bad. Just go, okay, this is my plan for it, and then hack away at the task. If you're thinking about it, make a plan for it. Number 4, okay, I love this one because it is something that has really helped me out in communicating with my family. Express what you need and then make a plan to fix it or fill the need. So if you feel like you need just, I don't know, 20 minutes to yourself and you wanna go grab a fancy drink somewhere like a fancy coffee or whatever and just go, I don't know, look at Christmas lights or go to Target and walk around or whatever you want to do and you just need some time to yourself, let your family know and then make a plan to make that happen. If you feel like burnout is close and you just need a brain break, you deserve a brain break and you should take one and let your family know and then make a plan to make that happen. This is something that's hard for me because I feel guilty asking for time just for me to do something just for me, but it's so helpful. If you feel like you need it and you feel like burnout is close, then take a break, tell your family you need it, or if you have another need, if you enjoy, I don't know, getting your nails done and you want your nails done for Christmas, or if there is something that you want to do or a show you want to go see or a movie, there's so many good movies out right now. Express what you need and then make a plan to fix it or fill the need. That's number four, totally worth it. Number five, set realistic expectations. It's kind of like the laundry thing for me. Okay, so I am setting realistic expectations that 16 loads of laundry or whatever it ends up being, it's going to be a lot. But all of that laundry is not going to get done in one day. It's just not. So my expectation is that sometimes over this last week, there's been piles of laundry in the hallway going, I'm actually in my kitchen right now. My family room is behind me. But there have been in this hallway over there, there have been piles of laundry. And I'm like, by Wednesday, the kitchen piles are going to be gone. And I've been able to hack away at it. I think realistic expectations helps you avoid burnout because you're not going to do too much too fast where you don't have the bandwidth or the time and you just end up stressing yourself out. Having that realistic expectation, I think, keeps peace in the home because it's mama ain't happy, nobody's happy, right? So if you put an unrealistic expectation on yourself, it can cause so much more stress than is necessary. So I had piles of laundry in my kitchen, in the hallway, going to my laundry room until like Wednesday of this week. But then I hacked away and I can see the floor now. It's so good. But I still need to put stuff away. So it's like, do what you can, what you have the space and the time for. Just be realistic about any expectation that you have at Christmas. Okay, the last one. And I am a very honest person. If you know me, you know that I'm going to be truthful to you. I'm going to mean what I say and say what I mean, keep my end of the deal, all the things. And I'm not trying to be conniving. I'm being creative with this last one. Okay, number six, tell your husband and kids that you're going to go in your room and you are going to wrap Christmas presents. And do that. Wrap the Christmas presents. But should you fall asleep and take a nap, should you decide, you know what, I'm going to wrap these Christmas gifts and then I'm going to go take a bath and watch my favorite Christmas movie on my phone, or should you decide that you're going to wrap those Christmas gifts and then call a friend and laugh and catch up, so be it. They're not going to bug you when you're wrapping Christmas gifts because they want those to stay a surprise, right? So your husband and your kids, they can do whatever they're going to do, but you can go wrap Christmas gifts and then take an extended break and do something for yourself at the same time. Again, I'm not being conniving, right? Like, you are legitimately going to wrap Christmas presents, maybe all of them, maybe just one, but then extend that and do something for yourself at the same time. I totally plan on doing this, like wrapping Christmas gifts and then accidentally taking a happy nappy. That sounds so great to take a nap and just have a little bit of self-care. If you feel like burnout is happening and it's close and you just feel it coming, then be aware of that. I think acknowledging it is really important. But then making a plan for it is equally as important because this should be a time of year that is peaceful and joyful and fun. And it should be filled with memories, but not at the expense of your peace and your stress, honestly. So if you can make a plan for burnout in Christmas time and in the whole holiday season, I think you'll be really, really glad that you did. And maybe you need to be a little creative with how you do it and you need to wrap Christmas gifts and then go paint your fingernails or whatever it takes. All right, y'all, let's pray it up. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for my friends that are listening or watching. I pray that you would help them to avoid burnout at Christmas and lean in, get close to you, know that having time with their Heavenly Father is the best thing that they could do, but to find creative ways to breathe deep and soak in the memories and make time for caring for themselves is so important too, as it is for me. All right, Lord, we love you. In your name we pray. Amen. Y'all, thank you so much for tuning in to episode 38 today. Can't wait to hang out with you guys again next week. Have a good week. Be blessed, and I'll see you soon.